36. They put 4 of the unbroken jars in the burlap sack, in case they might be able to use them. Stanley carried the sack. Zero held the shovel. "I should warn you," Stanley said, "I'm not exactly the luckiest guy in the world." Zero wasn't worried. "When you spend your whole life living in a hole," he said, "the only way you can go is up." They gave each other the thumbs-up sign, then headed out. It was the hottest part of the day. Stanley's empty, empty, empty canteen was still strapped around his neck. He thought back to the water truck and wished he'd at least stopped and filled his canteen before running off. They hadn't gone very far before Zero had another attack. He clutched his stomach as he let himself fall to the ground. Stanley could only wait for it to pass. The sploosh had